The president of Communities and Schools of North Carolina, Linda Harrell, was in Spruce Pine and Mitchell County on Tuesday to meet with members of the community and to address the Spruce Pine Kiwanis Club about how communities can become more involved in improving the graduation rate.
One of the things that we recognize from all the research that has been done in the last 10 years around dropout prevention is that we can't expect the schools to do it by themselves. That you can create schools where you have high-quality teachers, where curriculum's aligned, where all those things are in place. But if the community doesn't believe that education is important, if the people in the community don't send a clear message to our children that education is important, then kids don't go to school. And if kids don't go to school, it doesn't make any difference how good your curriculum is or how high quality your teachers are. Kids are still not going to be successful. So part of what we have to do is a twofold approach. One is we have to continue to strengthen schools, continue to get quality teachers in the classroom, continue to update teachers on the latest and newest research on best teaching practices and how to reach all children around learning styles, around the use of technology, which are some of the new 21st century learning skills kids need. But at the same time, we have to have that dual focus on how the community can embrace change and how the community needs to look at education in a very different way than we've ever looked at it historically. Not to say that the way we've done it in the past was wrong or bad, it's just we've got to change in order to meet the changing economy. It doesn't make any difference whether you live in Raleigh or whether you live in Spruce Pine. The world is changing, and we need to look at education and the kids that live here as being part of that new economy. And how can they do it? Because the old jobs that people had before aren't going to exist, and they will never exist again. And so we've got to look at what kind of jobs could we create in a county like Mitchell that kids could come and thrive and be able to support their children and families and still live in Mitchell County. And how do we as a community embrace those changes, and how do we work in partnership with the schools to push the new 21st century education so that everybody's aligned and working together?
Linda Harrell, president of Communities and Schools of North Carolina. If you would like more information, call Lori Gilchrist, the director of Communities and Schools of Mitchell County. Call 467-0970. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.